USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Twitter owner Elon Musk released a series of internal documents on Friday suggesting that the Biden campaign and Democratic National Committee were able to manipulate speech on the platform through tools that Twitter made available. The manipulation included the censorship of the Hunter Biden laptop story first reported by the New York Post. A new poll suggests most Americans don't have high hopes for the new Congress. A Pew Research Center survey shows 65% of adults believe President Biden and Republican leaders in Congress will be unsuccessful in getting their agendas enacted over the next 2 years. Just about a third believe they'll be successful. The United States is waiting for Russia to show interest in a prisoner exchange proposal offered earlier this year, seeking the freedom of detained American and former Marine Paul Whelan. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. consulate personnel were able to communicate with Whelan recently.
He indicated that he is now back at the penal colony to which he had been sentenced to do his time.
He adds Whelan is feeling well. Saturday marks the 30th anniversary of something many people do on a daily basis.
Saturday is the 30th anniversary of the text message. On December 3, 1992, British software programmer Neil Papworth sent the world's first text message from a computer to his colleague Richard Jarvis. It read, Merry Christmas. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
In financial news, at the closing bell, the Dow gained 35 points to close the week at 34,429. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf. And then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Los Angeles County public health officials are strongly considering issuing a new indoor mask mandate. This as COVID cases continue to rise across the country. Dr. Frank Levecki says last year, as the weather got colder, COVID cases went up.
Last January, we saw a big peak, okay? And the January before, we saw a big peak. So maybe it'll kind of come around the flu time.
Mm-hmm.
These are the highest numbers we've seen since August. And we're definitely going to surpass them. The peak has just gone way up.
The CDC reporting 1,780 people died from COVID in the last 7 days. A terrorist group is continuing to do what they can to squash free speech.
The Taliban has shut down several Voice of America radio stations in Afghanistan and has blocked Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty's Afghan service, Radio Azadi, alleging that the United States-backed outlets are violating Afghani press laws and journalistic principles. A statement from the VOA said that the move, which it noted broke a multi-year contract between the stations and the Afghan government, is a blow to the large audiences craving uncensored news and information. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A new survey shows twice as many men own a gun compared to women. The poll from Gallup found 43% of men own a weapon, while just 22% of women say the same thing. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.